the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, I went to a wedding up in, I think it's Stokesdale, North Carolina. It's pretty much in the middle of nowhere, y'all. Like, you know.
Sounds like it.
You know, like, if there ain't no, like, McDonald's nearby, like, it's pretty far out there. But it was my cousin, Brittany. She was getting married up there, and beautiful mansion up on the water, beautiful house. Went there, which is pretty cool. I got VIP parking because of my leg, which is nice, so I didn't have to walk very far.
Nice.
It was nice.
I thought that was cool. You know, I can get used to that. We went there, and there's been a series of events that have occurred from this wedding that so I don't know. I've never met the man she's marrying. That was my first time there.
Okay.
So the ceremony was beautiful. We go in, we're sitting down, getting ready to go do the dinner thing. Well, I haven't eaten. I forgot to eat breakfast with you guys that morning. And then I drove all the way up. It's like 2 hours away to go to this wedding. I haven't eaten all day. And I'm ready to eat. And this guy says, we're going to dismiss tables by trivia about the bride and the groom.
To go to eat?
Yes, that's how they were dismissing tables.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. It's your cousin, so you should know a lot about her.
I had a different reaction. At first, I thought he's being funny. I'm like, this guy has jokes. Clearly, it's not an organized system on dismissing tables. And you know, it wasn't a joke. Like, he legitimately did that.
And he doesn't know anything about the groom.
No, nothing about the groom. Well, and my table is, you know, it's me, my sister, my mom, Sterling, two kids. We fill up one whole table. So it's not like anyone else knows.
Wait, can you guys not help each other?
From the different tables?
Yeah.
No. You can't.
But it's like if one person at the table knows that whole table gets to go.
Right.
It's not just like, oh, okay, you guys can go.
Everyone at the table can help. But my thing is only the family, my family at the table, and none of us has ever met. We don't know the other guy. And so, like, we're screwed from the beginning. When I tell you, we were the last table to get dismissed.
That's embarrassing.
What type of questions?
Oh, about, well, you know, what's their favorite drink, favorite food, where did they meet, where did he get engaged?
How many tables went ahead of you? 10?
More. More than that. More than that. It got so bad because he was on
starving.
Starving. Got so bad he was on a microphone. He just walked up to our table to finish up the questions and did it at our table side.
Oh
yeah, there's even like a microphone ordeal.
He comes over and he feels bad for you at that point. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna give you a gimme."
All right, what's his name?
I don't know.
You don't know the groom's name?
Oh, what? The groom. The groom's Clinton. I thought you meant the trivia guy.
All right, Brittany and Clinton, table 10. We're gonna try and get you up there. Brittany and Clinton both breathe what?
Water.
No.
Oxygen.
Right.
It did get that bad at one point because something happened on a holiday and I didn't, and our table was silent. And he's like, just start yelling the holidays. And so finally I said Christmas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He goes, it's Christmas Eve. You're good. Go get food. So I go up there, finally get food. After everyone's already eaten, I sit back down. Eating, whatever. I sit back down to eat, and like 10 minutes go by, and they're like, all right, join us upstairs. Because everyone's already eaten. Like, they eat their food.
Yeah, they answered questions like 40 minutes ago.
All right, join us upstairs. I barely got into my plate. I'm starving. So we go upstairs, and, you know, since I have a leg and I've been up did the morning show, I didn't
He's got a bad wheel.
I got it. Yeah, everything's not going well. I do what I always do. I plan to leave early. I show up late and to leave early.
You do that even when you're not on a bad wheel.
Right. And so everyone else was in a bus, and they were going to get shuttled to wherever they were staying. And we took a van. And so we get back in, we leave early, and then we get back home, and we go to my parents' house. just north of Greensboro, and we walk in, and we thought we had to call 911.
Ooh.
The tables are flipped over. The blinds across the room. It looked like someone destroyed my mom's house.
Oh.
And we're like, check the valuables. You know, it looks like somebody was searching. Things that were like in, you know how you have like cubbies for kids' toys? That's been pulled out, thrown across the floor. My dog went nuts.
Oh, Callie did this?
Callie went nuts. She ate blinds. Like, they don't exist anymore. Ate them. Her food that were in plastic containers, ate the plastic containers, ate the plastic bag with her treats, destroyed the apartment, peed all over Sterling's clothes, peed in the beds, destroyed this house while we were gone at this wedding.
And by the way, she weighs about how much?
She's 30 pounds. She's a medium size.
Oh, she thought though. You were leaving her. She was so mad.
So mad. Like, destroyed the house.
I can't believe you guys didn't, like, put her in a room or something.
I didn't think it'd be a problem.
Really?
I didn't.
Doesn't your mom have other dogs?
Every Monday is a story about a problem with your dog.
I mean, she's typically good around my place, but she destroyed this house. Oh, God.
And it's not even like, you can't blame it on the other dogs, you know?
Whose house was it?
It was my mom and dad's.
Oh.
Up in Eden. My dad lives in North Carolina. My mom lives in Virginia.
Okay. So is your mom charging you for the blinds and stuff?
No, she's like, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, I'm telling Sterling, I'm like, we gotta replace things. Like, we can't.
Yeah, I mean, anything she poops out, just send back up. Part of the blinds.
Yes. I don't know how a small dog flipped things over. And then while that's happening, we get a phone call. The bus shuttle crashed.
The wedding bus shuttle?
The wedding bus shuttle crashed.
No. Listen, thank goodness. First of all, is anyone hurt?
No.
Okay.
I think they're sore, but not one's hurt.
Thank goodness Roy was not on that bus, because we already have a tractor accident. Mm-hmm. Then we would have a bus incident. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be able to go anywhere
and
without driving himself.
No, I'm dramatic. I would have demanded the jaws of life.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
What an eventful wedding.
I mean, seriously, I can't.
You knew nothing about the bride and groom, and that's not even the best part of the story.
I know.
And the thing about this segment is that I don't have enough time to tell you everything. This is one of those moments you have to download the Rat Party podcast, because we just don't have time to spend on this, but it was the craziest 24 hours of my life.
Yeah, we'll have a new Rat Party podcast posted up today on the Kiss95.1 app.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.